on that baby, right back into the action for another day of the week. And what a big week it is. It feels like football weather right there. Welcome to the Monday edition of Before You Bet, in live right now on the Covers YouTube and X channels. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button right down there. Smash that subscribe button right down there. A lot of great content here on the Covers YouTube channel. You do not want to miss any of it. So finally, we've already had a nice taste of college football, NFL season, just a couple days away. Make sure you make Before You Bet your number one destination for football betting, whether it be college or the pros. Okay, big show planned for you guys today. Brad Powers will be along here in a matter of seconds. We'll do a little recap of what we saw this past week in college football. And we'll also try to get ahead of a couple numbers here, take a look at his best bets for the upcoming week. Then in the second half of the show, Major League Baseball, good looking board there. Josh Ingles and I have five total bets for you guys if you're looking for something to tail on the diamond here tonight. If you guys want to participate in the show, very easy to do so. We already see some people in the live chat. Hit up that live chat. Let us know what you like for this college football game here tonight, what you like for the week ahead, anything. Have you bet anything yet in week one of the NFL? And don't forget about baseball, too. What is your best bet of the night in Major League Baseball? Okay, let's go to our guy down here in sunny Las Vegas. Good-looking game there in sunny Las Vegas last night. Brad, how you making out?
Hey, doing all right. It is sunny once again in Vegas, like it is every day. But good to see you. Happy Labor Day.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. No days off during football season, though. Nope. So this is a little segment we'll do every single Monday when you make your appearances here. We're going to call it Take Two. So your big two takes or your big two takeaways from the weekend that was in college football.
Yeah. And I'm going to go top end of college football and then, really in the weeds, bottom level of college football. But at the top, obviously, you look towards the four marquee games over the weekend, counting last night, LSU, USC, and I think that the big narrative out there is the SEC came up big time short, with the exception, obviously, of Georgia, who looked the part of the best team in the country, deserved number one ranking for Georgia. But let's look at the other three matchups. The Miami goes to the Swamp. Florida's about a 2.5-point underdog, and that one gets absolutely destroyed. In fact, I would say the 41-17 final was maybe even kind to the Gators in that game. So, I mean, I don't like to overreact to week one, but let's be real. With Florida's schedule, I mean, this team's not going to a bowl game. Their coach is going to get fired. Their quarterback's hurt right now. I mean, that's as about of a bad of a week one as it can get for Florida. Also in the SEC, A&M. Look, I thought A&M would win. I gave Miles a best bet, money line bet on the show on Friday. It's a game that that they have to have. It's at home at Kyle Field, one of the best environments. They have a significant matchup edge against Notre Dame's young offensive line. And in the end, they couldn't make the plays in the fourth quarter. So bad loss for A&M there. And then last night, LSU was favored by four. That has to be a game that they win against against the USC team. So I would say, SEC down. You won't hear that on ESPN, though.
Clemson, you think this is a team that's in trouble? It seemed like for a decade straight, this is just a team that you'd be able to pencil into, the national championship game pretty much, or, week one, they're going against the best team in the nation, but they got absolutely stomped in the second half there. So do you think they can bounce back here the rest of the season? Is that simply it's all up from here?
Yeah, it's a good question. You don't want to overreact to week one, but I just think the reality is settling in that they're not a national title contending program anymore. The line told you it wasn't last week when they're double-digit underdog to Georgia heading into the game. First time in a decade, Clemson was a double-digit dog. You watch the game. They're just – they can still compete and even win the ACC. They started 4-4 last year and won their last five and beat some decent teams down the stretch. But, last I checked, Deshaun Watson's not coming through that door. Trevor Lawrence isn't walking through that door. You're not taking any transfers. They don't have an elite quarterback. So the reality is this is probably a three-loss team again this year, just like they've been the last couple of years.
Okay, so it was a big week, but the week is not done. We have a Monday night college football game tonight. We have Boston College taking on Florida State. Florida State looking to bounce back here after losing to Georgia Tech there last weekend. So Florida State favored by 16.5. Total of 50. So these teams played early last season as well. Florida State barely beat them. They beat them by 2 points. They were favored by 25 and a half in that one. Any insights into the game tonight?
Yeah, not a strong play for me. I do lean Florida State to get the bounce back. I mean, originally I was wanting to bet BC in this game, but obviously things changed big time. Florida State loses the game outright to Georgia Tech. And now this becomes a must win, and not only a must win, a must, like, we need to have an A-plus type of performance. Our season's on the line already. So just a lean, just pure power rings for me. I mean, power rings are 17 and a half. 17, the last I checked, is a pretty key number in football. So that's where I'm at tonight.
Okay, that was the week that was. The week that is coming up right around the corner. We're going to try to get a jump on some of these lines, get the best of some of these numbers. Like we say, you often want to bet early. You don't want to be the guy getting all your bets in on Saturday morning. So let's get into some of Brad's best bets. He has three of them to give out here. Let's start with East Carolina, Old Dominion. We have a total of 51. East Carolina coming off a 42-3 win. Old Dominion kept things close versus South Carolina there. A bit of a surprise they covered that number. But you like a play on the total in this one.
Yeah, I like the over 51. I'm not a big game of the year type of guy, but this is probably one of my favorite plays I've had so far this football season. And I'll tell you why. You just mentioned, East Carolina scored 42 points. Very misleading. They had 6 turnovers on offense and still scored 42 points in that game. Old Dominion, you know, turnovers for them. They were -3 turnovers in a game against South Carolina and still almost won the game outright as a 3-touchdown underdog. I know that because I bet South Carolina in the game. So there was missed opportunities for these offenses to have a lot more last week. And I'll say this is in the weeds, but I think people just looked at total number of plays for both teams. Okay, East Carolina had 74, Old Dominion had 72, a little bit above average. Neither team had the ball for 25 minutes as far as time of possession. So these two teams, as far as tempo, plays per minute, were in the top 5 in the country last week. And a total of 51? Love it. Over.
Okay, we'll be looking to tail that one. Next up, we have Baylor taking on Utah. Spread at 15 points. Both teams got off to winning starts, both straight up and against the spread. They combined to allow just 3 points in week one. And you like a play on the spread in this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the big underdog Baylor. I just think they're one of the most improved teams in the country, specifically on defense. You know, Utah, they're not going to run Cam Rising. I think that, you know, limits their offense's ceiling. So, again, another power rating for me, relatively through a key number. I made it 13 and a half. It's 15. Anything above 14, I think it's worth a play here.
Okay, let's wrap things up. We go way under the radar for this one. UCF, Sam Houston State, a 21-point spread in this one. So the Knights coming off of a massive 57-3 victory in week one. They covered a 38-point spread in that one. They almost went over the full game total by themselves. I believe it was 59 and a half. They scored 57. What do you like in this game?
Yeah, so 3 reasons why I'm laying the 21 here with UCF. Obviously, it starts with a power rating. I made it 25, so we got a pretty big overlay, even though it's a big point spread. Speaking of point spread, number 2 is UCF's the type of team that I'm not afraid to lay big numbers with. In fact, the last 8 times under Gus Malzahn, they've been a 3-touchdown or more favorite. They've gone 7-1 against the number, including an easy cover last week against New Hampshire. And then finally, I don't mind playing against Sam Houston State, who's coming off a big outright upset win as a near double-digit underdog that won the game outright. Certainly, you got to upgrade their power rating significantly, but I certainly didn't upgrade it as much as the market. I think they're kind of fat and happy. I don't know how much they're going to be taking this game seriously.
Okay, so there you have it. 3 best bets from Brad. East Carolina, Old Dominion over 51, Baylor plus 15, and UCF to cover the big number there, minus 21 points. Brad, we'll end with this, a fun one. NASCAR expert in the live chat asks, happy football week, gang. Please ask Powers who has the best uniforms in college football. Who gets your vote? You can't name a bunch. You got to just go with one.
Oh, my God. I love all the classic uniforms. You know what? I'll cop out and go the hat I'm wearing. The team that had the big win last night, USC. I always like their colors, traditional. They never wear those, you know, they don't have throwbacks. They wear their throwbacks. So, I mean, they haven't changed their uniforms. Like a lot of the other traditional powers, you know, have those games where they throw, you know, have alternative uniforms. They just keep it simple, and I love it. And also, you know, I don't mind, you know, the band looks good. The song girls look good. Everything about the color combination looks good. Fight on.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that pick right there. Okay, Brad, we will leave it at that, but you will be back with us on Friday's show where we're going to be getting into the biggest games of the week and betting and getting into those from a betting perspective, and who knows, maybe another best bet or two to add to those. So best of luck with all your handicapping this week, Brad. We will catch you again on Friday.
Yeah, speaking of uniforms, Michigan and Texas on Saturday. We'll be talking that game on Friday. I'll talk to you then.
Ooh, okay. Good stuff. Best of luck with your handicap, and we'll catch you Friday.
Take care.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Okay, the Major League Baseball season winding down, some playoff races. Yet to be, it's going to go right down to the wire here with the wild card, it looks like. Looks like three teams from the AL Central could get into the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, let's get into some best bets for Major League Baseball. Let's bring in our guy, the man with the sexiest smile in all of sports betting. Big week here. Jingles and I about to get very busy. How you making out, buddy?
I love following Brad Powers. The Brad Powers comment today, what was it last Friday? I think it was 1 + 1 = 3 when he was talking about cluster injuries to running backs. Today was fat and happy. I think that's such a good term for teams that coming off a big win and don't really need much. So I'm gonna be looking to put that into the lexicon soon there. Joe, how are you? Happy holiday, pal.
Yeah, Labor Day. No days off for us. We got it rough, though. We talk about sports for a living, so it's a good way to make a living. Yeah, I like that play, East Carolina, Old Dominion, over 51 there from Brad.
Yeah, I put it in the bet account while you gents were talking.
Yes. Okay. So live chat, very active today. Our guy, Nick Newport Jr. in there. He says, let's get it. Nick's a regular viewer around here. SD, smash the like, fellas. The likes, fellas. Having trouble speaking today. It is Monday after all. DT plus the points. I will say that USC has the best cheerleader unis. Yeah. Some guys, pay a lot of attention to that type of stuff. So we will take your word for that. Okay, so quick MLB section here today. Five total bets, three from me, two for you. Let's get into it. We're going to start things off at that dump Tropicana Field where the Minnesota Twins are in town. We're going to go with a first five underplay here, under 4.5, -130. So Zach Littell on the bump here for the race. He's been lights out at home. One earned run or less in four straight games. He's typically very strong at home, where ZRA is sitting at 284, taking on a Twins offense that is slumping badly right now, 27th in OPS over the last week of the season. And the Rays have been slumping badly for a while, 29th in OPS over the last month, one of the worst offenses on their home field this season. Woods Richardson on the mound here for a mini, two earned runs or fewer, and three of his last four. This is mainly a fade of the Rays offense and backing Littell, though. And I think that number's too high there at 4.5. I expected to see a 3.5 or 4. So I like that one. Okay, next up for you, what do we got?
Where are we going there, Producer Mick? We're on Luis Severino, under 17.5 outs. Big number here, +130. That is a giant price considering, this is a guy who's gone under this in six of his last seven, and no idea why this really opened up at 18. It's a home start. Boston's an average to good offense, and he's coming off a 100-pitch outing where he absolutely labored to get just 14 outs. It was anything but efficient. He's running that pitch count up, and in a spot that you kind of touched on it, Joe, things are starting to get tight in the wild card, especially in the NL. I think the Mets are just one game back, and they have all their middle relief arms available today. So any sign of faltering within Luis Severino, who, let's be honest, is an average pitcher in the league, they're going to bring in the pen. +130. This is like Dylan Cease numbers for his outs. So you always hear me talking how much I like the plus money under 17.5. So I think this is a great spot for Severino.
Indeed, a lot of excitement for this A's Mariners series going down to open the week here. And we're going to be looking to back Osvaldo Beto once again. How about a little bit of goddamn respect for this man? We took the over on his strikeouts last time out. That hit. This time we're going to hit the over on his outs. 15.5. -135. So like I said, how about a little bit of respect for this guy? In really good form right now. He's hit 18 outs in four of his last five starts, where he has a 1.55 ERA. He is a right-handed pitcher. Seattle cannot hit righties. They are 26 in OPS over the last 2 weeks. They also can't hit on the road. Open up the sample size to get a few more games in there over the last month on the road. They ranked 28th in OPS. So Vito to keep on rolling here against the Mariners. One more from you, one more from me. What do you got?
Eduardo Rodriguez. This Ooh. One also is an ugly one. It's a 17.5. It's not plus money, but -129. This was a guy who, this is his fourth start. He had 6 days of rest between his first and second start. 5 days of rest between his last one. He was supposed to pitch on regular rest coming off a 100-pitch outing, but they skipped him in the rotation. I'm quite worried about what he's going to do, and we saw it in his last start. This is a guy who, I mean, he's only made 3 starts this year. He didn't start till the end of the season. I don't think the stamina's built up, and we saw it in his last start. He went 1-2-3 perfect. He retired his first 12 batters, and then the wheels absolutely fell apart in his last one, or fell off, I should say, as he allowed 5 runs in his final 4 outs recorded. So length, longevity, problem with Eduardo. Obviously a tough matchup versus the Dodgers, and playoff implications are massive. So the same thing we're talking about with old Severino. If there's some issues early, they'll go to the pen. And that's just that I see this number coming down for sure.
Okay, last but not least, let's bring it home. Backing Gerrit Cole. Cole often overvalued. I don't think he is here tonight. I think a pretty good spot to take under 2.5 earned runs for him at -120. Cole in pretty good form right now. I wouldn't say Cy Young form, but ramping up here with the playoffs approaching. He's coming off a very strong month of August, where he posted a 1.93 ERA in 5 starts. He's taking on a lightweight Rangers team. They've been a pretty big disappointment all season, especially offensively. Over the last 2 weeks, they've been especially bad, 29th in OPS. And he just faced them a couple starts ago. He allowed 1 earned run, 10 strikeouts. That was back on August 10th. So Gerrit Cole under 2.5 earned runs. Now, Jingles, next time when you join us, it's going to be on Thursday. And we're going to have a lot more to talk about, because we got a Thursday night football game, NFL baby, the season opener. I should have prepped you for this, but give us a little taste. Week 1, what have you clicked the bet button on so far? I mean, you're going to give us an avalanche here this week, but is there something that stands out that you absolutely love?
Yeah, I got 2 things in the account. I just put another one in today. Derrick Henry for the Thursday game. Derrick Henry over 6.5. Receiving yards at -115. Got that at bet365. That's looking up to 10.5 at points bet. I like the 6.5 because it can be a one and done. Once you get into that 8 and 9 yard area, you might need 2 catches to go over. The thing I like about it, there's not a lot of talk about him being involved in the passing game, but he's going to be in there a ton of snaps. There was talk about Monken talking about 300 carries. So the guy's not going to get off the field. There'll be opportunities within him to do something in that passing game. I believe KC was averaging allowed 4 RB catches for about 30 yards last year. So something I like there. Another one I like, Buffalo going over 4. Rookie Ray Davis for a TD, +550. We're not going to see Josh Allen run much, I think, early in the season, like a lot of teams did. I mean, when Joe Brady came over, he kind of increased his run rate, but a lot of that had to do with protecting him early in the season. So I like QBs not to run too much early in the season and then buy the market later in the season once a lot more is on the line. And I don't really think James Cook is the goal line runner. So the rookie could be in there. Ty Johnson's probably not the guy who's going to get the call. So +550 in a game versus Arizona, who's projected to give up the most points in football in the year. That game could be an absolute shootout, so I'll take +550 all day.
Yeah, a much less exciting bet for me. I bet under 41.5 between the Saints and the Panthers here this morning. Those teams have played in a lot of low-scoring games lately. 7 straight unders between those two teams, so I think it could be another snoozer there in Week 1. But, yeah, we're going to be all over Week 1's NFL action. It's going to start on Thursday with the season opener in Kansas City. And then on Friday, we're going to be leading off with the Friday night football game. The NFL is so good at this. You know, they've been fantastic with the Black Friday and the Christmas Day games, and they're just jamming games in everywhere. And I talked about it last week. I don't know if despise is a strong word, but you'd always get the season opener on the Thursday. And then those 2 days in between that and the Sunday games just take forever. So an absolute thing of beauty. The game is in Brazil. I don't know what impact that will have. I'd imagine it's going to be pretty damn hot. Do you know if they're playing indoors or outdoors? I got to look into that.
I don't know. I was reading reports. I believe it was leaked by Josh Jacobs sent out a tweet saying that the guys would have to stay in their hotels and like be driven in armored vehicles. But it sounds like the NFLPA debunked that. I don't know how well they debunked it because it's just a bad look for them. I don't know if Jacobs was being honest or not, but safety would be a slight concern. There was already talk about them not being allowed to wear green jerseys because of a rival football club, but that's okay. So there's certainly some information to be gathered within that game.
Yeah, okay, so some more research to do. Not weird stuff like that, but more importantly, let's figure out if they're playing indoors or outdoors, and if they are playing outdoors, which I think they are, what will the temperature be for the game? Okay, let's recap our picks here for Major League Baseball. Twins, Rays, first five under 4.5. Osvaldo Beto, over 15.5 outs, and Gerrit Cole, under 2.5 runs. Jingles has Severino, under 17.5 outs. Nice plus money there. And Eduardo Rodriguez, under 17.5 outs. Okay, Jingles, before we go, like I said, you're going to be back with us on Thursday, but let the people know what you have coming up outside of your appearances on Before You Bet this week.
Yeah, pitchers, edges, angles, every day, just going through the daily run of going through the MLB slate with starting pitchers and trying to find edges within their props. That's every day. I'll be doing TD article every Thursday, hopefully. Sunday night football, plays and predictions, plus best SGP for that game will be all year. Monday night football, I'll be in charge of that. And the bat, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Then when hockey season starts, Coco and Jingles will be back to its regularly aired program. So we're getting busy, bud. We're getting real busy.
Yeah, just kind of busy. Like I said, though, it is fun work, though. Okay, let us leave it at that, but we're going to be right back with you guys tomorrow. You're going to want to tune into tomorrow's show. Professional sports bettor Hitman will be leading off the program, looking to get a jump on some of these numbers. We have a beautiful-looking board full of player props out there, usually not out this early, but, of course, week one being a little bit different, so I'm sure he's going to have some insights, some bets to jump on there. And of course, we're going to be covering Major League Baseball as well. So make sure you check us out again tomorrow, same time, same place. If you're watching now, and if you're new to the show, make sure you hit the subscribe button right down there. Like I say, a lot of great content here on the Covers YouTube channel, covering everything worth covering in the world of sports betting. Okay, Jingles, thank you very much for joining. Thank you, dear viewer, for tuning in. Best of luck with your bets tonight, and we will catch you guys again tomorrow! Woo!